This is the Clarion Report, watching, reporting and counteracting global terrorism.
Time is 8:47. Mary Swirsky, a very, very good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
So it is a big week in Israel. Of course, tomorrow is Israel goes to the polls. Is the concept, or is the how much does terror play a role on how politics works in Israel and how governments are elected?
I think that terror plays the most majority of anything of how voters are going to be choosing right now is because of terror and the security situation. It's been that way for a number of years, and that's really what the main concern of people is, in my opinion, is this completely affects their quality of life.
And I mean, is there concern when you're heading into to an election of additional terror attacks of anything like that?
Yes. Well, what we saw with Hamas starting up a couple weeks ago, everybody was wondering how that was going to affect the elections. So on the one hand, most of the people felt that the reason why Hamas was starting up was because they were having internal problems. The people were rising up against them, and they wanted to focus their attention elsewhere. But everybody knew that that was going to also affect the Israeli elections, that if Netanyahu didn't do something decisive, that he was going to lose the elections over it.
Yeah, incredible. Incredible. I mean, would there be additional security tomorrow, knowing that this could obviously impact?
There's always a lot of security around elections, but I don't think there's going to be anything more or less. I think the situation right now with Hamas is calmed down. Everybody's interest to keep it calm. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that that's going to affect the elections. I think so. What will affect the elections is just the perception of who would going to be a better government to take care of the threats that Israel is facing right now. And that's obviously Iran and Hezbollah on the northern border around the Golan and the northern border with Lebanon, Hamas in the south, and just the general situation with the Palestinian Authority and all their incitement.
Do you think, what do you think the impact of the U.S. naming the Iran's Revolutionary Guard a terror group today, or certainly the reports that they might do this today? Do you think this will have a major impact?
I don't think it's going to have a major impact on the elections. I don't think most Israelis pay that close of attention to what's going on. But there's a lot of buzz right now about Trump's peace plan. And, there have been, of course, it's all just a buzz because nobody really knows what's in the plan. But with this latest statement by Netanyahu that he will annex the major cities in Judea and Samaria, That was a big announcement, and everybody knows that that can't happen without Trump's approval and within the context of the Trump peace plan. So there's been a lot of buzz around saying that Trump is proposing that Jordan and Egypt will give citizenship to the Palestinians, that he'll create a Palestinian state that is Gaza and part of the Sinai. So we really don't know. But all those things are in Israelis' minds.
What's interesting is Jordan has never really been held accountable for their behavior, have they? I mean, they've had people living there supposedly as refugees since 1948, and have never given them the rights and never given them the ability to integrate into Jordanian society. They've effectively forced them to be refugees all the way from 1948.
And what people also don't know is that it's not just Jordan, it's also Syria and it's also Lebanon. So in every one of these places, the Palestinians are living in horrific conditions. They're living in quote unquote refugee camps that they've been living in for decades and decades. They don't have full rights as citizens in terms of, like you said, integrating into the society. And we see horrible things happening, horrible persecution of Palestinians, you know, sometimes from ISIS in Syria, sometimes from the Syrian government, similar things in Lebanon. And, you know, of course, the world doesn't say a word except for when the situation is happening with Israel. And in Jordan, of course, the king, who is in the minority, has every reason to keep them suppressed and not integrated into the society because he's afraid he's going to lose his power.
Incredible, because I mean, when you see, if you saw this type of situation happening in Europe, where let's say the Syrian refugees came over and, where they weren't integrated and they were kept in camps for decades and decades and decades, there would be this complete outrage. But the fact that it's happening, in Syria and Jordan and Lebanon just doesn't seem to bother anybody.
No, that seems to be the way the world works. It's really quite astonishing.
People really write
about it, but no one seems to care.
Yeah.
It's not like all the BDS activists, they couldn't care less about the Palestinians. They're just really out to destroy Israel. So this is one of our proofs, is that they don't really care about the Palestinians, or they would be yelling and screaming about how they're treated by all these other Arab countries.
Mm. And of course, the other thing that no one ever really seems to mention is that the West Bank is called the West Bank because it was part of Jordan. And from 1948 onwards, when Israel wasn't in that area, there certainly wasn't peace. But the Jordanians weren't so quick to grant the Palestinians a state in that area either.
No, absolutely not. I mean, according to the UN, there was supposed to be a state, but because the Arab nations wanted all of Israel, it never happened. And of course, everybody who is very worried about in Israel about the Trump peace plan, that it will give a short shrift to Israel, they're counting on the Palestinian rejection of that peace plan, which they have historically rejected every single peace plan that's been offered to them by the United States.
Absolutely right, Mira Swirsky from the Clarion Project. Thank you for making the time to speak to us, and certainly we'll keep a very close eye on what is happening in Israel with the elections over the next few days.